So prayer is simply talking to God, a conversation with the Creator. And who better to learn from than Jesus? Hebrews chapter 5, 7 and 8. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and when he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Jesus is the greatest instructor regarding prayer. His teachings on prayer are powerful, and like that's an understatement. But far more powerful to me is his example. He didn't just talk about prayer or teach about prayer. Jesus prayed, and he showed us how to pray. The writer of Hebrews reminds us that our Lord was a man of real prayer. I can't imagine Jesus standing, folding his hands, clearing his throat, and speaking in a baritone voice, "O thou God of heaven, most glorious, most gracious, most holy, we beseech thee now for thy blessings on us." That's not Jesus. The Son's conversations with the Father were real and raw. Check out today's passage. He prayed with loud cries and tears. He prayed under the shadow and dread of the cross. He didn't recite prayers. He shared his heart with the Father. Prayer is talking with God. It's communication with God. It's a conversation with my Father. So cut out the prayer language. Don't guard your words. Talk to God using common language. Let him know the real emotions of your heart. Cry out loudly. Let the tears come. Submit yourself in prayer to God. And then, you'll begin to pray like Jesus. Father, help us to talk to you like your Son did. We pray in his name. Amen.